Brilliance Audio presents The Immortal Words by Jeff Wheeler. Performed by Emily Wu Zeller. To Isabel. In warfare, nothing is too dishonest. Dawanjir Proverb. Prologue. The Last Sunrise. General Tzu knew they would lose. They really hadn't been much of a hope for victory anyway. The sky roiled with smoky fumes, and a blood-red sun had ascended over the expanse of the Death Wall. At least the darkness had lifted, and they could see the rubble in the shattered streets of Sihui. The dragon had perhaps wished to show them their doom. The general knew another attack would come soon, and this one would spell the end of Jumu's reign. After he fell, only 3 independent kingdoms would be left. Or had some of them already fallen? They'd received no outside news since the first day of the attack. One of his underlings approached hastily, soot sticking to the sweat on his brow.
"General, the third bridge has fallen,"
he said with panic in his voice.
"It crumbled into the river during the night."
"Draw our forces back to the final bridge,"
General Tzu replied coolly.
"That is where we will make our final stand."
"But will it be enough?"
asked the desperate underling.
"How can we hold back the Dragon of Night's army?"
"Oh, we will,"
the general replied with bravado.
"We will hold it with every last man. Today is the day that Eshion's army will retreat. I've received reports that some of his ships are full of disease. Yes, we will win this day. Gather to the final bridge."
The man's face brightened.
"We've nearly won?"
"One last push,"
General Tzu said confidently.
"We've lasted this long. It's almost over."
"Thank you, General. Thank you. I'd nearly given up hope."
General Tzu clapped the man on his armored shoulder and turned to walk to the palace. Everything he'd told the man was a reassuring lie. Under Eshion's rule, the Kyangdao were more united than they had ever been, and they were chafing with impatience to loot Sihui. Just as he'd done in the other kingdoms, Eshion would choose loyal governors to administer the iron rules once Sihui fell. King Jumu would be executed. His daughter had already been abducted and spirited away to the dragon's palace at Fusong.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?